Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Red Queen by Philippa Gregory. Read by Bianca Amato with Graham Malcolm.
Spring 1453. The light of the open sky is brilliant after the darkness of the inner rooms. I blink and hear the roar of many voices. But this is not my army calling for me. This whisper, growing to a rumble, is not their roar of attack, the drumming of their swords on shields. The rippling noise of linen in the wind is not my embroidered angels and lilies against the sky, but cursed English standards in the triumphant May breeze. This is a different sort of roar from our bellowed hymns. This is a howl of people hungry for death. My death. Ahead of me, and towering above me as I step over the threshold from my prison into the town square, is my destination. A wood stack, with a stepladder of rough staves leaning against it. I whisper, "A cross! May I have a cross?" And then, louder, "A cross! I must have a cross!" And some man, a stranger, an enemy, an Englishman, one of those whom we call goddams for their unending blaspheming, holds out a crucifix of whittled wood, roughly made, and I snatch it without pride from his dirty hand. I clutch it as they push me towards the woodpile and thrust me up the ladder, my feet scraping on the rough rungs as I climb up higher than my own height, until I reach the unsteady platform hammered into the top of the bonfire, and they turn me, roughly, and tie my hands around a stake at my back. It all goes so slowly then that I could almost think that time itself has frozen, and the angels are coming down for me. Stranger things have happened. Did not the angels come for me when I was herding sheep? Did they not call me by name? Did I not lead an army to the relief of Orléans? Did I not crown the Dauphin and drive out the English? Just me, a girl from Domremy, advised by angels. They light the kindling all around the bottom, and the smoke eddies and billows in the breeze. Then the fire takes hold.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?